Hey everyone, this is Mr. Schlesinger.
And Haley.
And I'm Xander. In this week's episode, we'll be going behind the scenes with Miss Grant. And we'll also be having a conversation with Haley H. about coming to middle school.
Welcome back. And now let's do the weekly recap. The hearing screening was for seventh graders.
We also had tutoring this week.
And it's Halloween!
Whoa! Chess club and debate club had their first meets.
Musical rehearsal for shows are still later this month.
And tickets for the show went on sale. Hi, Miss Grant.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Good.
Sad.
What's your Halloween costume?
I'm sadness. Yeah. Inside out.
Yeah, we're filming this on Halloween, so...
Yeah.
We're so thrilled you could make it here to come on to the podcast.
Thanks.
So let's have a little conversation.
Okay.
Could you please tell us a little bit about yourself and your journey into the theater world?
Yes. So I was super, super shy when I was a kid. Like, I wouldn't talk to anyone. Like, they had me tested for, like, a lot of different things because they were like, something's wrong with this kid. And then when I got into sixth grade, my class, because it wasn't middle school, at the district I was in. Mm-hmm. But so my class did a Shakespeare play, The Tempest, and my teacher like cast me, even though I didn't want to be in it because I was really shy, as Ariel, who's like a fairy kind of person. And I did it. And as soon as I got up on stage, so I like learned my lines and rehearsed, but I noticed that as soon as I got up on stage, I didn't feel shy or nervous anymore.
Oh.
And so that was the beginning of my theater journey, kind of. I like that was where I felt safe. I didn't feel scared or nervous, which was weird because I was up in front of way more people than, but I would still get nervous speaking to like just regular people. And I eventually got over that because I then just started auditioning for plays as much as I could. And I've done it ever since.
Wow. What inspired you to become a theater teacher?
So actually that same teacher, my sixth grade teacher who forced me to do Shakespeare, she kind of always, and I'm still in contact with her. But she always kind of told me she thought I would make a good teacher. And through the years, she pushed me into like, hey, I think you should do this. I think you would connect really well with students. And I remember even when I was a middle schooler, I felt very like, nobody understands us. Nobody gets us. And I kind of like thought in my head and made a promise like, okay, I'm going to work with like teens, middle schoolers or high schoolers, and be the one that understands them. So that was, I don't know if I always do understand.
I would say you do.
But I try to. So that's kind of what made me want to be a teacher and how I got into it.
Nice. What's the most rewarding part of teaching theater at the middle school level?
I think it would be seeing students that were similar to myself, like how I kind of found myself in theater.
Mm-hmm.
And I've, over the years of teaching, there's been a lot of students like that who I can tell don't necessarily feel like they fit in other places. And then they discover theater and that's where they feel at home. And that's my favorite thing because I know how that feels on a personal level. So wow. I love getting to share that with them and then seeing them go on and growing so much as people.
Wow. Can you give us a rundown on what and why they chose Union Middle School Musical's Awesome Volume Mix 1 is all about?
Yeah.
Complicated name.
Yes. Well, so do you want to know why we chose it, or I guess I'll just give you kind of a background. We don't have an auditorium. So I had kind of, I was having a conversation with Mr. Olson, who used to teach stage tech at Union. And I still do theater with him. He still does tech stuff from myself and my husband when we direct shows outside of Union or, you know, anyway. And he gave me an idea about the garage doors being used as like the proscenium. And so when we were trying to come up with what we could do for the musical, I had like what I call Kronk moments where, you know, like he sits up and is like, the peasant in the diner
and a vision
like in the middle of the night. But so I had that kind of like, oh my gosh, we could do different songs and use. So it was taking that kind of idea that Mr. Olson had given me of using the garage doors as a proscenium and rotating around. So that's where the idea kind of first came from. And we had talked about, myself and Ms. Paulson and Mr. C had talked about doing a musical review before. It's something that we've wanted to do for a while. And so this seemed like it just lent itself really well to that, because you don't have one continuous storyline. You can just kind of hop around from song to song. So, and it gives us a chance to kind of showcase the school. People have come, you know, there's been parent teacher conference and things like that. But there's a lot of unique features in the building that we'll be able to showcase, I think, as we take audiences on a tour through the school, through the lens of musical theater.
Wow. How are the songs selected?
So first we went through and just figured out what shows Union had done before. and then some of them, it was based on students that would match certain parts. So some of them we had pre-selected before audition.
Oh, wow.
And then at audition, some of them we shifted because we were like, well, actually, these people would fit these songs better. So we shifted some of them. So yeah, it was kind of, it was a mix of different things, the way that we selected the songs.
So that's really just like based on your, like what you have.
Yeah, it was like, we knew it had to be something within a certain show. But then there was like, oh, okay, this song would fit a lot of people. And we have this type of people, or they're based on their auditions, they'd fit these roles. So yeah, we kind of puzzle pieced it together like that. Although there were some that we knew we wanted to do. I think Fish Slapping Song was one that we knew we wanted to do. Even though it wasn't bringing back like King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table, but that was the Schlip Slapping, Fish Slapping was such a fun and iconic song. That was one I think we always knew we wanted to do.
Yeah. What should the audience expect during the musical tour around the school?
So they'll get to see different songs. Well, they need to wear walking shoes, first of all. I mean, there's not a massive amount of walking, but maybe the students will gain some empathy from their families on how long it takes to get through how big the school is. But they should expect to be able to see a variety of different songs and styles of musical theater in different spaces throughout the building. The thing that we are working on right now that we don't have as much because we're just kind of going to different locations is the technical elements like microphones, body mics, stage lighting, a soundboard, all those things. So we're kind of patching those together. But I like that kind of theater. I like that kind of figuring it out element. So yeah, there will still be some surprises, I'm sure, for everyone, including the director.
Oh gosh. do you have any fun or memorable moments from your years teaching?
I have a lot. I mean, anything that I've directed, I've loved directing. I love watching the students perform and with confidence, things that I've, as a director, had to watch them struggle through so much. And then when they get the audience there and they're performing and they get to feel that energy between performer and audience. And so anytime that happens, I think is just really magical. And that's one of the things I feel really lucky to teach theater, because I get to experience those as well as the classroom, you know, the fun things we do in class.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
How can students or parents get involved in future productions?
We love volunteers with all of our hearts. So, always email me. getting involved, like, truly, I would love, I know we have so many parents, especially, who have done performing arts, who are directors, even, uh-huh. who have done stuff like that. And I love when we're able to have parents come in and give their help and their expertise, or like even costume design or makeup design, anything like that. Because that's the nature of theater, is that you're always working with different directors, different people on different projects. So if you get used to like the same directors every time, mm-hmm. it can really throw you off when you then go and you're with a different director. So I think it's really beneficial, actually, to have parents come and help and volunteer, and students get to kind of experience what it's like to be with different, to have direction from other people.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And as far as being involved for students, take any of the performing arts classes, all that you can, seriously. If you're not good at singing, take choir. That's what they're for. If you don't think you're good at acting, take theater. If you don't think you're good at dance, take dance. That's how you get better.
Yeah.
Pro tip. Those are the classes. That's where you learn that stuff.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Ms. Grant. Do you have any final closing thoughts for us?
I don't know. I'm super excited for the musical this year. It's something unlike anything we've ever done before.
Uh-huh.
So it's definitely going to be this learning curve going on for all of us. But I think it will be something that we'll never forget, and something yeah. very memorable to honor the shows that Union's done in the past. And then our new space and where we're moving
forward. Yeah.
I have one more question. Any crazy stories that you'd like to share?
There was a person living in the auditorium.
Oh, yes, I remember this.
At the old building. The first week that teachers come back to school, this was a couple years ago, I came back, and the auditorium was my classroom. So it was teachers were getting their classrooms ready and getting assignments ready and making copies and stuff. And I was in there doing all that stuff, loudly rapping Hamilton, because that's what I do in my spare time. Didn't think anything of it. And then we eventually, through a series of very unique events, finding food in the booth, finding random, there was like a person that someone noticed was wandering around, wearing wigs, by the way. The person was wearing the costume wigs, so that they would be recognized. Anyway, after a lot of things like that, we realized someone was staying in the auditorium up like in the catwalks or in props area. And so Mr. Helwig, who isn't here anymore, he's at a different school, but he came and just sat in the dark in the auditorium. He started to figure out the times that this person was like coming out and around. And he turned off, we turned off all the lights. I was still going about my business, like in the dressing rooms, because that was my office. And Mr. Helwig sat in the dark until he like heard, so I don't remember what prompted him to know that someone was up there, but he went up into the catwalk and ended up finding the person asleep. Well, they probably weren't actually asleep, but they were underneath a bunch of prop Christmas trees. Wow. They were in a big pile, and he just started poking the pile, I guess, and then found a person like, hey, hey. So anyway, and then they came down, and yeah, so that's probably one of the weirdest things, but that's and I was like, oh, that person's been listening to me rap Hamilton really badly.
I can't imagine.
For a while.
Laying in the props land or the catwalk is comfortable.
No, it's not at all.
How long? Like for the first week, to how long did it take you?
I think it was within that week.
Oh, okay.
I think it was a few days.
Wasn't students in there?
No, there was never students. They were able to catch them or discover them before students came back. And I think they eventually found that like there was a master key that had gone missing somewhere in the district. Oh. And I think actually the way they found them was they had logged in to a computer or something. They, like in the night, they had logged into one.
Wow.
Of the
computers.
Where would you go during that time?
I don't know. But Mr. Helwig did all the sleuthing and found the person.
Oh.
So.
Well, thanks for coming on.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me. I'm glad I could talk to you guys and share these weird things.
Today, our feature segment is Coming to Middle School with a guest in sixth grade, Haley Hodgson. So what surprised you most about middle school?
What surprises me most about middle school is probably like how fun it actually kind of is.
Yeah, it is pretty fun. What's your favorite subject so far?
Right now, most people say Miss Hatch is really strict, but this is actually my favorite.
Really?
Yeah, she's really nice. I work really good with my friend Jenny Lavea, and she keeps putting me next to her.
Nice.
I never had Miss Hatch, so I don't know what it was like having her.
Same, but I always heard she was pretty bad.
Yeah. I don't know why, but how did you feel on your first day?
On my first day, I was pretty nervous. It was like awkward because I didn't know where all my classes were. So I didn't really know where to go. And my friends on orientation, my friends got confused thinking we were doing A day and B day. So electives.
But at least you like weren't the only one. Like the whole school was confused.
Yeah, that first 2 weeks, no one knew.
The sixth graders got more of an advantage with the orientation.
Yeah.
You guys just don't realize it. What's your favorite podcast episode?
My favorite podcast episode, I think, is the first one because it like introduces a lot of the stuff that like we're going to do. So that one is probably my favorite.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming on.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Welcome back. We had an awesome talk with Mrs. Grant, which was very cool. Learn more about the upcoming play. So a couple updates school-wide this week. Reminder to maintain the new school building. We need to not be chewing gum in class, so make sure you're not chewing gum or teachers will ask you to spit it out. Make sure, we have our first multicultural night hosted here in the building. The sign-up deadline is November 10th. There is a Thanksgiving meal support available, and applications are in the attendance office.
Yeah. Some general reminders are tutoring is in the 7th grade pod, Mondays and Thursdays, 3 to 4. Also, please, students, remember to wear your badges. It is very critical, and don't worry. If you forget it at getting lunch, it'll be fine. Just don't share it.
Poster winners did great for Red Ribbon Week. Congratulations. And support PTSA shopping via a specific link. Funds will contribute to a Carnival Movie Night fundraiser. PTSA Spirit Night at Handel's on November 14th.
Yeah. The Community Wellness Fair at Hillcrest High School is on November 8th.
And the Mobile Vision Clinic is November 9th.
Deadline to sign up for Multicultural Night is the 10th of November.
The 15th and the 15th through 18th is the musical.
And Honor Rolls Party for quarter one will be November 17th.
And the 22nd through the 24th of November is Thanksgiving recess.
All right. And for our question of the week, since today when we're filming is Halloween, my question to you, if you come to my room again, 1204, come answer it. What is the best Halloween candy? So that's the question for the week. So we'll see you next time, and can't wait to have more of you listen.